Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
We start the week with various warnings of flooding. There is an orange level 5 warning for disruptive rain. That's over the southern parts of Gauteng and central northwest. Then a yellow level 4 warning for heavy rain over northern Gauteng, as well as the extreme western parts of Mpumalanga, southwestern Limpopo, parts of the northwest and the extreme northern parts of the Free State. The mercury also drops today. Pretoria and eMalahleni up to 20, Joburg 18, Mbombela 24, Polokwane and Rustenburg a high of 21 degrees.
Really massive delays in Pretoria on the N1 southbound. It's due to the collision near Rigel Avenue. Having a look here, these delays come all the way from Sefako Mokgatu Drive.
Members of the SRC at the University of Witwatersrand enter their fourth day of a hunger strike today in a bid to force the university's management to address the growing student admission backlog. They accuse Wits management of not doing enough to accommodate deserving students during registration. Wits and other universities and institutions of higher learning are gearing up to start their new academic year. And if you are into the movies and keeping an eye on the international awards season, the papal thriller Conclave and immigrant epic The Brutalist tied for top honours at Britain's BAFTA Awards that was held last night, with each film picking up 4 coveted gongs. Conclave won the BAFTA for the best film, with its tale of the intrigue and horse trading behind the scenes during the election of a new pope. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Nothing for Paris, Nicole?
Next year, Martin, I'm telling you.
Because here's the thing, is I never watched The Simple Life. Did you watch The Simple Life?
I loved The Simple Life.
I mean, I knew about it, and I know it was a massive pop sensation.
Culture sort of thing.
Phenomenon.
Yes.
You know, but never watched it, but I have references, and then for some weird reason, I really enjoyed it.
Take it from me.
Uncle.
You can go back, and you can go watch The Simple Life.
So now that's the weird thing. Like, you know, that's hot.
Well, plenty of football for a Sunday. 2 results from the Premier League yesterday. Tottenham extended their lead atop the table to 7 points with a 2-1 win over Wolves. Tottenham Hotspur beat fellow strugglers Manchester United 1-0. That leaves the Red Devils languishing in 15th place. Here at home, Sundowns booked their place in the quarters of the Nedbank Cup after they beat Mpeni home defenders 2-0 at the Lucas Moribe Stadium. The draw for the quarters will take place tonight at 6 o'clock, but it could be overshadowed by issues involving Royal AM. That event, the club have been suspended and is under curatorship with their owner Sean Kiese owing SARS about 40 million rand. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen in the tournament. Are they going to be replaced? We'll have to wait until about 6 o'clock this evening to find out. The Bulls, Daisies and Sanlamvula Damas clear of the chasing pack after the 4th round of the Women's Premier Division. The Daisies undefeated still after beating the Sharks women 69-5 at Loftus. Boland settled into second on playing border in East London. Western Province beat the Golden Lions women, and Free State moved into the top four after outplaying the EP Queens in Quebec. An ice hockey match between the US and Canada descended into chaos on Saturday, with 3 fights breaking out in the first 9 seconds.
And this 4 nation face-off matchup is underway, and the gloves are off. Now we're 9 seconds in. We had a fight 2 seconds in, another one 1 second later. Now in the center of the action, it's Colt Parayko and JT Miller.
And they threw big punches in there. I think I'm going to ask Etienne to post it for us, because it's unbelievable. Throw off the gloves and everybody stands back, and the refs hold everyone else back, and the two go at it. And then they send them off to the bin, and then they start again, and then another 2 throw off their gloves. It was just absolute drama.
I always see that, and I think to myself, someone should introduce them to UFC.
Yeah, well,
I think they're confusing.
It is expected, though, the fighting at an ice hockey match.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People, is it Machavunik's?
Yeah, often say I win.